What was the best update that Fortnite ever released? There are a lot of good updates, but I find it pretty hard to narrow it down to just one, especially if you have an acquired taste in Fortnite. If you're a more competitive player, you might say something like Siphon, which is valid because Siphon's really cool. If you're a content creator and like doing fashion show videos for 100 years straight, then you'd probably say Creative Mode in the many updates and features it's been getting, which is also valid. But what I want to do is look at 5 of the best updates that lean more towards the well-being or the quality of life of the main Battle Royale. And it's going to be my opinion, so it might not be everyone's cup of tea. Obviously, this is not going to be any particular order, which is why I'm going to start off with the honorable mentions, these being Creative Mode / UEFN, Lego Mode, Festival, and Rocket Racing. The reason why these aren't on my list is because these are more like spin-offs of Fortnite Battle Royale and don't have an impact on the actual classic mode. But I threw them on the honorable mentions because I'm acknowledging the fact that these modes serve as a way to truly expand Fortnite as a brand and will tap into other audiences, and I'm all for it. But with that being said... About a month into Season 2, Chapter 1, on January 18th, 2018, we got the V2.2.0 update, which consisted of a large map update, and people including myself called this the Tilted Towers update because they added... Tilted Towers, but also added Haunted Hills, Junk Junction, Snobby Shores, and my baby, Shifty Shafts.
Hey yo, what the?
And plenty of other smaller, unnamed POIs, like the Motel and the Stadiums by Tilted Towers and Flush Factory. The shading on different parts of the map changes well in this update, giving one side of the map a more darker forest shade. Large map changes aren't out of the ordinary these days, but the reason why this stands out is because this was the very first time the Fortnite map showed any sort of evolution, which is something a lot of the newer maps tend to struggle with. While the newer chapters added some biomes and POIs over time, I think Chapter 1 does it the best when it comes to the vast difference between the first and the last season of the chapter. Also, it's worth noting that this was Fortnite's biggest update for a while, instead of standard when it came to map changes and map evolution in general. This was like huge when it came out. Everyone was talking about it, everyone was making videos on it.
It was, oh my gosh!
Elephant in the room. Apex Legends. I don't know if they started the reboot feature or not, that's what I've always heard, so I'm just gonna go with that. All I know is that Fortnite copied some game. But that doesn't take away from the fact that these things are chill and wholesome. When people say that they want everything to go back to the way things were in Seasons 2, 3, and 4 of Chapter 1 like a fairy tale, that's totally fine and valid, but I just want to remind them that if they're in squads and you get a bad landing and die off the rip, well, your teammates can just kiss your ass goodbye because you're a goner. Reboot vans are a simple solution to that. Reboot vans are a balanced risk versus reward feature. If you die, you drop a Build-A-Bear Workshop gift card, and if your team inserts it into a reboot van, you will respawn from the heavens to reunite with your team, which is the reward feature.
Run that back.
But there's a caveat. The loudest shit on planet Earth starts playing from the reboot van to ensure that the entire universe hears it, which acts as the risk feature. Especially if there's nearby squads. The ability to double or triple reboot at once to speed up the time acts as a sense of coordination, because if one person does it, it'll roughly take around 700 years before the reboot finishes. And even this season, where if you let go of the reboot, it doesn't automatically restart and instead slowly unwinds, and the fact that you can steal other people's reboots too is pretty epic. To be honest, I think out of all the additions I'm going to talk about today, this is probably my favorite one. Not because I'm bad and need to be rebooted quite often, I'm actually really good.
Oh my god, Bugs Bunny. Daniel, I'll save you.
Gotta hurry.
The car's flying.
He died in the sky. There are the controversial additions to reboot vans, like removing the ability to spawn on top of the van itself, but all in all, I think these are pretty cool to have in the game. I find these tense moments of rebooting a large reason why I love these things. This change is so subtle, yet so impactful. When I first saw this in the trailer with Montague plug walking while drinking a big pot, I was like, oh my god, this shit is so broken. I know I'm gonna get some people disagreeing that I'm giving this a slot on my list given how recent this update is, but let me explain something. You're in squads, and you're put in the inevitable situation everyone goes through when you finish a fight while the storm comes in. Maybe you need to res a teammate or two since they got knocked in the fight, and now you have to sit and take like 2 medkits in a row since the storm's a 3 tick at this point. But now you can start walking and make some distance, or even better, slide off a mountain to get some momentum. You can do all this while taking shields, medkits, and flow berries, but for some reason it doesn't work on the food consumables. But in all honesty, who in their right mind runs apples in their inventory? You can heal while on a zipline, you can throw a shockwave and heal while flying in the air. I've seen many clips of people utilizing this to their advantage, and it's so cool. Even if it's situational, it's still something that saves time. All of this though at the cost of canceling the heal if you break out of the animation, which is balanced and fair. I have been waiting for this change for a long time because it's essentially a new movement mechanic. But you know what, at the end of the day, you don't have to take my word for it. Nick A30 was pretty excited when he saw this change too.
Anytime I laugh.
Vehicles in Fortnite started back in Season 4 with the shopping carts, and they were revolutionary for the time being.
Do you have Instagram?
But for a long time, Fortnite decided to go a different route with what vehicles were added into the game. They definitely wanted to go for more unique vehicles to avoid simply going for the low-hanging fruit of just adding in cars. And I respect that. But enough time had passed to where it seemed like after getting boats and helicopters, Fortnite wouldn't add cars unless they were strangled to. But all that changed in Chapter 2, Season 3, one of my personal favorite seasons. I think these things were implemented pretty well. The idea of having different types of cars and them having different types of strengths and weaknesses were pretty clever. You want to drive a regular ass car? Fine, just make sure you stay on the roads. If you like off-roading, cool, drive this truck. You like being the slowest thing on planet Earth, but in return can take a bunch of damage? That's cool, then drive Optimus Prime. Cars in Fortnite were a long time coming. And also, every time I see a car that's airborne or blowing up, I find it pretty humorous.
Shoot that shit!
You smell like you farted.
I couldn't ethically make this video without mentioning these two. The reason why I bundled Zero Build and the new movement together is because Zero Build kinda needs the new movement and the fact that they came out at the same time. Watching gameplay before Chapter 3 Season 2 feels incredibly slow now, given that we have these newer enhancements to our movement. I'm relatively surprised that it took until Chapter 3, but nonetheless, it makes the gameplay feel more exciting and fast-paced. The countless possibilities and interactions during gunfights feels limitless, giving out a sense of replayability. And it's one of the updates I don't think I can live without if it was taken out, since it'd be so jarring. Zero Build, on the other hand, is a great solution for casual players. While most people claim that the game mode is free of any sweats, I still want to say that you'll still have some Zero Build sweats here and there.
I'm bugging! I'm bugging! Okay, look. Oh, I need a medkit, dude! Give me a medkit!
But I think Zero Build impacted the game in a positive way. I still think it's pretty brilliant to turn the main gameplay completely on its head. Players needed to resort to utilizing the terrain to their advantage, like hiding behind trees, rocks, and hills, as opposed to making your own cover in Zero Build's sister game mode. And you're really forced to think about your placement and engagements, which requires some pondering and thought, which felt refreshing. And with the return of a lot of players and streamers and the overall concept of no building being unique in the world of Fortnite.
Who are you people?
Fortnite was like, yeah, let's make this shit a permanent game mode. That was genuinely the best thing they could have done. While I do stand by what I said in my Zero Build video, I do understand that it's not for everyone. Players who committed years of their life to perfect their building skills probably would prefer to stick to the game mode where they can actually utilize said skills instead of exclusively playing the mode where they have to throw all of that out the window, which is valid at the end of the day. But the fact of the matter is, Fortnite is becoming more and more mainstream in the best way possible.
In 2004, I hit a deer.
Obviously, zero build isn't the main reason for this. It might just coincide with the fact that the game is getting better. It's something that the casuals or people that stopped playing the game can look at and go, yeah, it's nice that I have that option. I'll probably start playing again at some point. Zero build is a welcoming addition for these players and could probably have a nicer transition back into the game as opposed to going into build mode and getting flattened by a kid born in 2016. All of that aside, I'm very glad Fortnite made these decisions that I laid out for you today. Fortnite obviously doesn't always make the greatest decisions, like nerfing building in Season X, not putting Siphon in FNCS this year, and other decisions that shall not be talked about. That's all I have today. Thank you for tuning in. Do you guys agree? Do you guys disagree with me and want my entire family to perish? What updates do you think changed Fortnite the most? I want to hear all perspectives. If you're in the competitive scene, if you're in the creative mapmaker scene, just let me know. I am curious. We are now at 5,000 subscribers, which is pretty crazy. When I saw that, I was very jolly, and I am thankful. Have a wholesome day and fly away today.